Chapter 33. Robert Sheinfeld. Question. You mention Robert Sheinfeld a lot, but you don't quote him very much, and it's not clear exactly what you think about his work. Answer. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate Robert Sheinfeld and the role he played in my transformation. It was Robert, through his Busting Loose from the Money Game DVD home study course, which is no longer available, who ushered me through the back door of the movie theater and into my cocoon. It was Robert who introduced me to the concept of the human game, and especially the two separate and opposite halves, which explained so much about me and my own life. It was Robert who provided the basic process which I used with success for the first year in my cocoon, letting go of the judgments and beliefs and opinions about what was out there and reclaiming the power I had assigned to make my holograms real. It was Robert who introduced me to Jed McKenna's Enlightenment Trilogy, which was the next step I needed in my transformation in the cocoon. Fortunately, I had the opportunity to meet and talk with Robert and express that appreciation. I attended one of Robert's live workshops and went through three of his home transformational systems, along with following him on Facebook and listening to his Phase 2 Players discourses. I consider Robert to be a fellow scout. But after the first year in my cocoon, I met Robert on the road, and I killed him. Not literally, of course. If you don't recognize the reference, it's from the book Kill the Buddha by Dai Quang, who said, Zen Master Lin Chi spoke thus, If you meet the Buddha, kill the Buddha. If you meet a patriarch, kill the patriarch. Lin Chi isn't condoning murder. He is using a metaphor to explain the nature of Buddhism. Don't believe what someone says, no matter how holy they are, just because they say it. Listen to their words and then explore them yourself. End of quote. Based on this, Sheldon Kopp then wrote the best-selling book called If You Meet the Buddha on the Road, Kill Him. It was clear to me when I met Robert on the road that he had stopped along his path as a scout and had gotten totally immersed in writing his books and creating his home transformational systems and offering his workshops. But because he stopped, he didn't get far enough to see that his work contained some vital errors, which I'm sure he would have realized if he had gone further. Robert has announced he is leaving the scout game now to focus on other things. I'm hoping part of those other things will include going further in his cocoon and correcting his mistakes for his own sake. It's strange, too, because the biggest errors have to do with his wording, and one of the tools Robert suggests using in the second half of the human game is transformational vocabulary. In other words, he quite clearly sees the importance of the language we use, so I have to assume he just didn't get the concept to begin with. For example, what I have called the infinite I, the consciousness on the other side of the field, Robert calls the expanded self. Without belaboring the point, expanded is a judgment just like better or higher, and expanding the self is going in the exact opposite direction we want to go in the cocoon, toward the no-self. Robert also talks about taking back your power as part of his process. But we, as players, never had any power to begin with. So how could we take it back? But perhaps the most important mistake was a phrase that sounds really catchy and cool and very much appeals to the New Age crowd. The son of who you really are. Robert uses this in his cloud metaphor, explaining that what we are doing in the cocoon is drilling holes in the cloud cover so the sun of who we really are can come shining through. People love this because it feeds the ego so well. Everyone likes to think they are something more than just a player, that they are really their infinite consciousness who is running the show. Now, it's true the whole point of the cocoon is the discovery of who I am not on the way to finding out who I am. But to suggest the end result is letting the sun of who we really are shine through the cloud cover simply continues the illusion we are anything more than a player representing our infinite I in the human game. It perpetuates the false knowledge and layers of the ego that say we really are our infinite I after all. Lastly, as I mentioned before, Robert's process is excellent in addressing the judgments, beliefs, and fears we have created while in the first half of the human game, as long as you're dealing with what you think is out there. But it is simply not designed or very workable in finding the fears that lie underneath or detaching from the layers of false identities that make up the ego. I would love to be able to recommend Robert's work since it meant so much to me. And you could read and watch it with a discriminating eye, on the lookout for the errors, and it might be something helpful to you as well. You can start at robertscheinfeld.com. But I have known too many people who have followed Robert and call themselves Phase 2 players who don't have a clue about the deep fears and layers of the ego Robert's work does not address, and who go around talking about the reality they are creating and the joy of reconnecting with the sun of who they really are. That being said, I want to acknowledge that Robert has done a wonderful job of making this information available in the back of the movie theater and presenting it in such a way that many more human adults are entering their cocoons. He is a marketing genius, no doubt. And, of course, even his errors are perfect. I also want to point out, like Robert, I stopped while in the cocoon to write this book, and maybe other books, we'll see. I went farther than Robert, but I still stopped. My only hope is that I have not made the kind of major mistakes Robert did.